one of the most meaningful shifts in the AI conversation during July 2026 was how quickly the focus moved from "What can this technology do?" to "How should we be responsible for it?"
That's a good way to put it. The big story wasn't that models suddenly became dramatically smarter or faster. It was that the industry started treating AI as a serious technology with real-world consequences.
And that really changes the tone. For a long time, progress felt like a race. Bigger models, faster responses, more impressive benchmarks, more new features.
But as AI became more embedded in work, education, entertainment, and everyday decision-making, the questions started to get more serious. Who is responsible when a model gives bad advice? How can organizations prevent misuse? What happens when powerful tools move faster than the rules governing them?
Those aren't abstract questions at all. They affect how companies deploy AI, how developers design systems, and how much trust users place in the products they rely on every day.
Exactly. The key takeaway is that AI safety is no longer just a technical issue. It's also a business issue, a legal issue, and a social issue.
It feels like the field is moving from a phase of rapid innovation into a phase of more scrutiny and structure.
Right. That structure can include better testing, clearer labeling, stronger guardrails, more transparent deployment practices, human oversight, regulation, industry standards, and internal accountability.
And in practice, AI safety really covers a lot of different areas. Reliability is one of them. Can the system perform consistently, especially when something is on the line?
Transparency matters too. Do users understand when they're interacting with AI? Do they know what the system can and cannot do?
Then there's accountability. Are there clear processes for reviewing errors, handling appeals, or responding to misuse?
Security is another big piece. Can the system be protected from manipulation, abuse, or unauthorized access?
And ethical use is just as important. Are the intended applications appropriate? Are there sensible limits on how the technology gets deployed?
All of these concerns shape product design, customer trust, and long-term adoption.
There's also a strong business case for responsible AI now. Companies aren't just using AI for experiments anymore.
They're deploying it in customer support, hiring, finance, healthcare, education, and operations. At that scale, a single failure can cause reputational damage, legal exposure, or serious operational disruption.
So responsible AI is starting to feel less like a public relations effort and more like core infrastructure.
That's a big shift. Organizations that want to scale AI responsibly need clear policies, internal reviews, and a culture that takes risks seriously.
For developers, that means paying much more attention to testing, monitoring, edge cases, prompt design, output control, and user interaction.
For teams, it means building governance into the workflow from the start instead of trying to add it after a problem occurs.
And for everyday users, the shift means that trust will increasingly depend on whether AI products are reliable, explainable, and respectful of user rights.
Users are becoming more aware that AI is not neutral. It reflects choices made during design, training, and deployment.
That broader significance is what makes the July 2026 conversation so important. It marks a maturation of the AI field.
The week may not be remembered for a single breakthrough, but for a change in tone. The industry began asking not only how far AI can go, but how far it should go and under what conditions.
And that feels like a healthier direction. If AI is to become a lasting part of modern life, it will need more than impressive demonstrations.
It will need trust, responsibility, and a shared understanding of what is acceptable.
Safety becoming the central topic isn't a setback. It's a sign that the field is growing up.